It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
During a joint press conference with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President Trump took a moment to talk about something that the two world leaders have in common.
I'm proud to announce to the media, to the American people, and to the Indian people that Prime Minister Modi and I are world leaders in social media. We're believers. Giving the citizens of our countries the opportunity to hear directly from their elected officials, and for us to hear directly from them. I guess it's worked very well in both cases.
They both have 30 million followers on social media.
Which is one half of 1% of the Indian population.
It means a little less there. But
does kind of mean a little less there, because the vast majority of the population doesn't have electricity, let alone social media. But
I liked how when he said India is the world's fastest growing economy. Well, but we're going to get there. We're going to beat you.
We're going to beat you. Beating you. I get two scoops of ice cream tonight at the state dinner. You don't.
No chocolate cake.
That's an odd kind of thing. You know, this happens while the president they're refusing to do on-camera press briefings.
Mm-hmm. They're doing the audio only today with Sean Spicer was audio only.
Because no one can question it's you know, it's a one-way street. This is what I say, and no one can question it. I mean, that's one way of doing it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like the right way of doing it. Doesn't seem like a kind of a democratic ideal or kind of an American spirit there, does it?
They took questions today during the, not the prime minister meeting, but at the White House briefing, of course.
Right, but the president didn't take questions today.
No, not after.
I don't have to be questioned. All right.
I love how CNN hires a sketch artist now to cover the White House briefings.
Breedings. That's a separate thing.
That's what happened to
White House breedings are going to be a sort of, this is Eric and his wife. Now we're going to have a White House breeding.
It is a growing family.
Yes, it is. God bless.
Number 4.
Several tweets from President Trump over the weekend seem to appear that the president now admits that Russia interfered, but it's Obama's fault.
Got it.
Sean Spicer was asked today if he stands by his comments, the president stands by his comments about Russian meddling.
The statement that he made in January is consistent with what he said the other day, which is that he believes that Russia probably was involved, potentially some, you know, other countries as well could have been equally involved or could have been involved, not equally. And he stands by the statements that he made in January.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying other countries could also have been involved in the hacking and not just Russia?
Nobody seems to believe that part of this, the election piece, though. I mean, that Washington Post story last week, which the president seems to be embracing. And I knew he would.
Mm-hmm.
Because he blames Obama partially
for not coming out sooner.
Well, for not acting. You know, in any way on this. And then he did. But when he did act, he acted late and after the election, because the Obama administration was like, well, what do we do here? Because if we do anything, it'll seem like, and we come out, we talk about this, it will seem like we are trying to put the fix in for Hillary. And Donald Trump's already said that the thing's rigged.
So it would seemingly provide support for that
right
narrative.
Exactly. Either way, I mean, the past played out the way the past played out. One way or the other. Mm-hmm. The real question here, I think, for Americans is what do we do now? And how does the United States of America protect itself from this kind of thing happening again, where there is fake news, there is meddling electronically, there's stealing of documents and then dumping them out for political purposes from a foreign government? You know, it's bad enough that we do it to ourselves, but we get offended by it if another government does it. And how do we make sure that we don't get a crazier result?
Because it could escalate from there. Could you actually get into, you know, voting rolls, like to see, you know, to alter anything within the system? I mean, there are steps further that potentially have been tried already unsuccessfully, but could move. It could really have an impact.
Yes, could. And so you got to do something, right? Don't you got to do something?
No.
But then Jim Acosta from CNN was like, hey, where are the cameras? Why can't we use cameras anymore?
Jen, can you answer whether the president still believes the question?
There's no camera on, Jim.
Maybe we should turn the cameras on, Sean. Why don't we turn the cameras on?
Jen.
Why don't we turn the cameras on?
I'm sorry that you have to do it. Jen, go ahead.
Why not turn the cameras on, Sean? They're in the room. The lights are on.
Very contentious. Because Jim has been, Acosta has been out front about saying, hey, this isn't right that we have these White House press briefings and that, you know, that, first of all, he's not called on that much anymore.
Anymore. Last 3 weeks hasn't gotten a question.
Hasn't gotten a question. I didn't realize that. But that you know, there's no audio, no video, all kinds of new restrictions, and he's not having it.
And actually, what's interesting is that before people draw the conclusion, even Fox News Channel is starting to object to this. They're like, hey, you know, you can't play favorites because all the major networks, the three major cable networks and the major broadcast networks, get questions in rotation in all the administrations.
And it seems fair, doesn't it?
Well, it does seem like the right thing to do because you want to talk to the American people. This isn't a campaign. I mean, a campaign can decide they don't want to talk to somebody. But this isn't a campaign. This is the White House. This is a public property being paid for by the taxpayers of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. So I think that, and we do have freedom of the press. We do have a press operation. There's a press association that handles the credentialing of all of this and tries to keep the thing moving in a direction that is, you know, that makes it fair and equitable to all the participants in it. And, you know, to do this seems very petty and beneath the dignity of the office. And, you know, it's one of my greatest concerns here is that there is an erosion of respect for the office and for the traditions of the office. And some of the I hate to see that.
Yeah.
Because it's not,
and it's a slippery slope. I mean, how far does it go from here? Do you stop? Do you halt them altogether? Do you stop doing them? Do you do them every 2 weeks, has been suggested? Does the president decide he's going to give them at whim, but not all the time, every once in a while? And there's no connectivity to what's happening in the White House? No opportunity to ask questions about policy, et cetera?
All right.
That's where it
goes. Doesn't seem right. But, you know, hey, what? Yeah. Violetta.
Yes.
Safer. Play ball, celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so, so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com. Check it out today.
The Top 5 continues. Just reading ahead. It's very entertaining. Mm-hmm. Top 5 continues right here. Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis on 720 WGN.
Number 3.
You know, the kids, they can find fun anywhere, right? Well, Ivanka Trump sat down with Fox and Friends. Notice they're the only news operation that's actually getting Trump intimates
to appear. Interviews.
So
Jeanine Pirro was the last one, I think.
Ainsley Earhart, the anchor there. Mm-hmm.
Fox and Friends.
Talked to Ivanka about how her kids like flying on Air Force One.
Do they understand, they grasp that their grandfather is the president of the United States? Do they understand that? And what is it like from a working mom's perspective?
They do understand that in a limited capacity. They call Air Force One the candy plane because there's lots of M&Ms and trays of candy. So they always exit the plane a lot more hyper and on a sugar high than when they entered. So
good for you,
right? There's almost no controlling it.
I don't know.
I just want to stop.
It's a different life.
I just need to stop. And I need to say this.
Mm-hmm. For
which
yourself?
I just need to say this. It's like, I just imagine how enraged conservatives would be.
If
like Chelsea Clinton were like, yes, they love Air Force One because they call it the candy plane because they're eating taxpayer candy.
Taxpayer candy.
I just can imagine what they, you know, when
what does that taste like?
Almost everything that they do. It's like, at least I would just want very, 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 very pro-Trump people to at least just agree with those of us who have I don't have a problem so much with policy as I do just with personality and then the rest of the, you know, the way they do what they do. But I just, it's just I would like them to go, yeah, no, for the shoe were on the other foot, we'd really hate it. That's all I want.
That's what you
I just
want to hear.
That admission.
Just to be honest. Let's have some honesty. Also in that interview, Ivanka Trump says she tries to, quote, stay out of politics. You heard with the announcement during the meeting with the Indian prime minister that he said Ivanka is now in charge of a new entrepreneurial global conference. Which seems political.
Again, if Hillary Clinton had hired Chelsea's husband, Mark Brzezinski, to be the secretary of everything, right? And Chelsea was in charge of an international conference. Again!
There'd be some scrutiny.
Would there be people going, oh, no, that's just fine. That's just the way it is. I don't think so! Okay. See, there's just such great... Just people just want to do what they want to do. There are no rules.
Number two.
Hey, Chance the Rapper made quite the impression at the BET Awards last night. Not only did he take home Best New Artist Trophy, he's also honored with the Humanitarian Award. I mean, he's 24 years old.
He's incredible.
Right? What
he's done at that age.
And he was just, Time Magazine just named him one of the 25 most influential people on social media. That's not true. They mentioned me too. They did. They mentioned the president.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Makes sense. Specifically, one of the things that they point to for his humanitarian war is how he is trying to positively impact the schools in his hometown of Chicago.
I was going to say it feels a little early to get something like this, but my God doesn't make mistakes. And I like to think that he's putting this enormous pressure on me to see how I react. And I had plans originally to try and tell the world and everybody watching how to make it a better place, to tell everybody in this government that y'all need to let everybody out of jail for selling weed before y'all start making it legal for people to sell it and make capital off it. I was gonna tell the Chicago public school system not to take out a loan from Chase Bank when they know that our schools are planning on failing in our district. I was gonna tell those judges that we just need a conviction when you know these is wrong for doing this.
It's interesting how he's used his platform as an artist, extremely successful one, and there's nothing but future ahead of him, to advocate for children and to have such a social conscience. It did not escape the notice of the former First Lady, Michelle Obama, who talked about it too and what he's doing for the schools.
All right.
It's great.
It's an interesting point, though. You do now that... marijuana sales are becoming legal in states. What do you do with the people who are there for just selling marijuana with no other, you know, not kingpin types that are killing people, but what, you know, street guys that are doing it.
It is an interesting question. It's getting a lot of, you know, Jay-Z just wrote an op-ed piece about that as well, that it's wrong. We need to reexamine this issue.
And before people in suburban America start to get all mad about, we got to fill the jails, because they're afraid of the cities. And cities are scary and all that. That's all true. But before you get into that, while you and your friends on a Friday or Saturday night are smoking a little dope.
Doing the weed.
Where do you think that came from? Right? Throw them in jail! Well, you're going to cut off your own supply? Really? All right, and finally.
Number one.
LeVar Ball isn't the only one in the world who thinks he could have beaten Michael Jordan in his prime one-on-one.
Oh, gosh.
His father, Samson Ball. Haven't we heard enough from this guy?
It's only beginning, I think. I fear.
Never ends.
So, especially now that his son has just signed with the LA Lakers. It's going to be just ball-a-palooza.
Was he first round?
We're going to be balling, yeah.
The second overall pick.
Second overall pick. He's ball. It's going to be balls to the walls here.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Told TMZ that he's certain his son would have dominated his heirness.
The world wants to know from your perspective, the man who brought up LeVar Ball, could your son have beat Michael Jordan one-on-one?
Yes. When he was younger and he was 6'6", 270, yes. I would have put him against anybody.
Really?
Yes.
So.
It ain't no farce. It's just he's older now, but if he's younger, I'd have put him with anybody.
Wait, what? When he was younger, when LeVar Ball was younger?
Yeah.
LeVar Ball's 23 years old, or 22, right?
He's talking about the father, LeVar Ball. Lonzo Ball is his son.
Oh, Lonzo Ball. Oh, Samson.
is the grandfather of Lonzo Ball.
Oh.
The father of LeVar.
Oh, got it. Oh, yes. I had my wrong balls.
Yeah. And
I had my balls confused.
It's going to get any more confusing when LaMelo and there's one other
ball
that's coming that's really good at basketball. So, LiAngelo.
LiAngelo,
LiMelo, and Lonzo Ball.
You will be getting your balls confused.
My balls are, I can't keep them straight.
It's already a problem.
Where are my balls? Which one's my ball?
Tom Brady have them?
I was wondering if we'd hear from Tom.
Yeah.
Because it's always good to hear from Tom Brady, and we haven't in a while.
Yeah, no, it's not so good. No. All right. Well, I'm glad we got our balls straight.
Yeah, a lot of balls in the NBA.
Yeah. Judy Pylak's got the WGN News right now being brought to you by hipandkneecenter.com.
And now the big story.
Oh, you know what I want to do? Hold on. I got to do this to make it official. I'm sorry.
The top five at five.
Now it's your turn.